Welcome to the Soul Renovation Podcast. Today's episode discusses the art of pivoting, a term not commonly associated with life changes. We live in a world where change is often resisted, and staying in our predefined lanes is the norm. But what if changing lanes is precisely what propels us forward? What is pivoting? Pivoting is not a term you hear often, for change is not promoted in our society. Sure, we all see the Instagram quotes and some of us read inspirational books. However, in general, we are conditioned to stay in our lanes, and essentially this means keep doing what you're doing. Think about it. How many people do you know that have radically changed their lives, completely swapped their careers, gone back to school or re-education midlife, moved across the globe? Not many in consideration to the entire pool of people. This is why school leads to university and university leads to a career in which you are intended by traditional standards to continue on until retirement. And this used to work. However, in our new world, the world spins fast and industries are not just evolving. Entire new ones are born and others are dying off. Skills are becoming outdated and many are beginning to be pulled in new directions of interest. As the menu of opportunities available for what was once considered work has blossomed, work can now look more like creating. But this is a new trend in society. There aren't a lot of manuals on how to swap your life, how to pivot. As Annie Duke says in her book, Quitting is associated with and connected to being a loser. Think about it. If we say, oh, you're a quitter, it is essentially the exact same as saying to someone you're a loser. The word quitting has been linked to giving up. Deciding that you no longer wish to do something does not necessarily mean you are giving up. Yes, this is how it is framed and referenced in our society, as if changing means you're quitting. This is just another form of being boxed in life. In fact, changing lanes or shifting into a new direction could be the smartest move in your game. If you are asking yourself the question, is it time to quit? You are really asking yourself, is it time to pivot? Is it time to change lanes? Annie reframes how we should view hustle. Hustle is great and it helps us accomplish and stick to the hard things in life that are worthwhile. However, before implementing hustle in life, one first must be able to distinguish if what is being worked on is worthwhile at this point in time. It could have been at one point, but is it now? Hustle of sticking with that which matters is amazing, but is it still worthwhile? Often in life, if we have the feeling it's time for a change, it's time for a change. Look, you don't get the feeling you should move. If you love your house, you don't get the feeling of looking for a new partner. When you love your current partner, if the feeling is there, it is a sign, and although you don't have to follow it, you must examine it and decide what you will do with it. If you don't, it will begin to haunt you. As soon as these feelings arise in life, deal with them immediately. And no, I'm not talking about the kind of thought that you get when watching a cool reality show. For example, Selling Sunset. Oh, that could be cool instead. No, I mean that I'm not doing what I'm meant to do in life, or I'm not happy with what I'm doing in life, kind of thoughts. These types of thoughts are warning signs that should be listened to because they come up out of nowhere. From nowhere, they aren't often triggered. They are feelings that often once they start coming up more and more. When it comes to a question such as should I pivot, these decisions should only be made after extreme thought. It's hard to level up because people and systems try to hold you back. However, your game and life become easier as soon as you level up. You can modify your roles and change your character entirely to help you level up in your game. Doing this helps you build a stronger game. You are in control. You have the power to make radical changes if you want to. Anything is possible. In basketball, when a player pivots, they look like they are headed in one direction. Then, they move their feet suddenly and point them in another direction. It's a surprise move. No one saw it coming. It allows them to make a move on their target, the hoop. What does it mean to pivot? Definition: pivot, to change direction. In the game of your life, a pivot involves your character making a similar directional change. Although this pivot may surprise those around you, it allows you to make better moves on your target, your bigger vision. I want you to win. For you to win, you need to become. This entire game has the underlying theme that you must become. Sometimes, becoming means letting go of who you were. It means making a pivot. Making a pivot is transformative. You can pivot in any area of your life. There are no limits to how you pivot or who you can become. You must simply think ahead about the resources that are required or change during the pivot. Remember, your character is on two journeys, a spiritual and a physical one. Although your body and soul are constant, your character that carries you on these journeys can be changed. You may need to make major changes to your character to become aligned with who you are on the inside. This is nothing to be ashamed of. Having the courage to pivot is something that should inspire pride in you. It opens you up to experiencing new things, people, and places. It also allows you to gain strength in your game and access and pass new levels in your journey. Once you know the direction in which you want to take your character and decide your pivot, more opportunities designed to get you in even greater alignment with your soul show up. You go through a process when you consider a pivot. First, you'll crack the code and discover what's possible. Second, you'll experiment with ideas while tweaking your vision. Finally, you'll pivot. You can go through these steps and pivot as many times as you need to on your way to becoming who you are meant to be and reaching your soul's purpose. Steps to a pivot are 1. Decide. 2. Observe. 3. Experiment. Preparation. 4. Tweak your plan. 5. Pivot. Pivoting considerations. Consider the following when you start thinking about large character pivots or swaps. Try on the change. 1. Try new experiences aligned with your possible lane change. 2. Become part of a community that matches your pivot, swap. Assessing feasibility. 1. Assess your resources. 2. Assess your budget. 3. Assess your line based on your budget and resources available. Deciding. Unplug and disconnect from friends, family, and all vices while taking time to make the final decision. You must decide this for yourself, for it is your life you are placing as a bet when you pivot. No one will live with the decision, success, or heaven forbid consequences except for you. Execution. Hold your head high and pivot proudly. Take ownership of your change. Your support players in your game will be more confident in your pivot if you are. Reflecting on the concept of pivoting in life, it's clear that this isn't just a change of direction, but a profound transformation of one's trajectory. Pivoting is about acknowledging that life's path isn't linear and that growth often requires a shift in perspective, approach, or even identity. It's about recognizing that the feeling of needing change is more than just a whim. It's an internal signal pointing towards evolution. This signal, this nudge towards a different path, should be honored and explored, not dismissed or feared. Pivoting isn't merely about altering your course, it's about aligning your journey more authentically with your evolving self and your broader vision. The decision to pivot, to embrace a significant change, isn't one to be taken lightly. It's a process that demands careful consideration, thorough planning, and an honest assessment of one's resources, capabilities, and goals. Pivoting means standing at life's crossroads with the courage to say, "I choose a different path." It's about bravely stepping into the unknown, armed with the conviction that this new direction holds the promise of growth, fulfillment, and alignment with your true self. As you navigate this transformative process, remember that pivoting isn't just a physical shift. It's a testament to your resilience, adaptability, and commitment to living a life that's genuinely yours. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that pivoting isn't just about changing direction. It's about embracing growth, transformation, and alignment with your true self. If the concept of pivoting resonates with you and you're looking for more insights into navigating life's twists and turns, I encourage you to check out my website for my latest published books. Embrace the power of change, hold your head high, and pivot proudly. Your journey is unique, and each pivot you make is a step towards becoming the best version of yourself. Until next time, stay curious, embrace change, and remember, the power to pivot and transform your life is in your hands. Have a blessed day.